I think that we have time now just for one more song, and I hope you've got a real humdinger for us.
I have more than a humdinger. I have Phil's anthem. I have the song that Phil sang at all of the rallies that he attended, including in Chicago and in Washington. Everywhere he went, he sang this song. It became sort of his signature song. And I've had, it's funny, over the years, I've met so many people, and I've met so many veterans, and so many of the Vietnam vets are telling me that they actually sang this song when they were over in Vietnam. I just can't imagine it, but this, I've been told this more than once, so it must be true. The thing that's interesting, again, with the song that's changing things in such a tiny way, it's one of his bridge in the song is, it's always the old who lead us to the war, always the young who fall. Well, somebody at one of the song nights started singing, and we still use it now. It's always the rich who lead us to the war. It's always the poor who fall. And it's so true, and it's so sad, and that's what makes this song even more powerful. It's just, why do we keep doing this? Why are we still fighting ridiculous wars? Unfortunately, the song is still necessary. Maybe someday we'll wake up and realize we don't have to keep fighting like we're fighting.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a dying, but